Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Hope everyone's doing fine during this period of social distancing. You know, this past week I had a chance, actually the past 10 days, I had a chance to get out twice. As an old outdoors writer, you know, I can only spend so much time on a computer writing stories. I have to get out there and get with them, you know, get some fodder for upcoming stories. So I'm going to tell you about a newspaper column. You know, the column I write is all about hunting and fishing and enjoying the outdoors, you know, photography, whatever, anything to do with outdoor activities, camping. But this past, it's actually been the past 10 days, I've had a chance to get out twice on story assignments. And here on our website on High Plains Public Radio, I'm going to post this past week's newspaper column where I gave an account of a turkey hunt, a very fun turkey hunt, and one of the best blue catfish fishing trips that I can remember ever being on. Both of them, I adhered to the strict social distancing, you know. When I was pumping gas at to get fuel, I wore my latex gloves. And when I had to go in to get some supplies for the turkey camp, I wore my mask. But I did manage to get out. And I'll tell you what, it does you a world of good whether you're out hunting or just out for a good walk. If you can get out of the house during this period, I know a lot of you have to for work, outdoor work or whatnot, but just getting out is really refreshing and it kind of recharges your batteries, you know. But I'll start with the turkey hunt up on the Brazos River here. That was a whole bunch of fun. I've hunted lots of times up there with Randy Douglas, my buddy that manages the Dale River Ranch. And this time had Jeff Rice up. I've had Jeff hunted turkeys with me once before and had a great time. We weren't successful in getting him one, but we did get it. He got a nice bird up there, a nice gobbler. We were hunting just prior to a warming trend after a cool front. And the turkeys had been just gobbling like crazy. And when we got there, they were still sounding off down on the Brazos River a little bit, but not anything like they had been. But Randy Douglas knows that ranch like the back of his hand, and he maneuvered us through. We actually did a run and gun where you'll take your decoy and your calls and just head out through the brush and stop every 100 yards or so and put out the hen yelps and see if you can get a gobbler to answer. And if you do, try to either get him to come to you or close the distance to the gobbler and set your decoy up and do some calling, trying to get him in within shotgun range, you know. But we did have one gobbler, a lone gobbler down there, sound off near the Brazos, and we set up under a cedar tree with overhanging limbs that almost touched the ground, and in a matter of about 15 minutes of calling there, that old bird came in, and Jeff Rice got his first spring turkey. And we had some fajitas back at camp, and that was round one, and then that was a great trip, and you can read all about that on our website, hppr.org, you know, just click on features and then outdoors with Luke. But I went blue catfishing with Tony Pennybaker, good buddy of mine up at Lake Tawakoni here this actually 3 days ago, and caught a bunch of blue catfish that would weigh, well, we caught two limits, Tony and I, that would weigh from 2 to 10 pounds, some of the best eating in fresh water. If you've never had blue catfish, try targeting them a little bit. They are awesome eating. White-meated fish. So had some great fish fries after that. And, of course, when I was traveling to and from these outdoor outings, like I say, I managed social distancing. Tony's not really guiding right now. He's fishing every day and giving fish fillets to friends and people that need them. That serves two purposes. It helps a lot of folks have some good fresh fish fillets, and it also keeps Tony on the cutting edge of where the fish are. Of course, had a good time with him, and looking forward to getting back out there before much longer. Folks, we are just about out of time for today's show. Tune in next week. I promise you we'll have some more fun. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all my night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.